You will love this. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Yusha. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. You were just speaking with Mary. She is one of my mapping coordinators. And she wanted me to get on the line here. She's requesting that we talk to you about promoting bluestone painting onto the first page of Google so that people can find you on their own and call you directly. They will not, in fact, even need to know the name of your business. And, of course, that just means when they're typing in painter near me, residential painter, or, commercial interior, exterior. Looks like you do drywall replacement and repair. You do quite a lot. So you're not going to be limited by how someone searches for you, even if it's staining or any of the wallpaper installation services that you provide. You'll just get more phone calls. And the calls coming to you will be from somebody who saw a website for you and then decided to call. So it's a very high conversion rate. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. And, of course, it's offered on a month-to-month basis. Now, at 10 years in, you qualify for reduced pricing. We actually prefer to work with established companies like yours because we know that you know what you're doing. We know that you can handle more business and at the same time provide quality work, generate positive reviews, and, of course, build those relationships with happy, satisfied clients. So our reduced rate for an established business of 10 years is actually 50% off the normal cost of the service. Now, I did want to ask you, though, before I throw a price at you, because I went to look for bluestonepaintinginc.com, and it seems to be just a domain. There's not like a website on there, right? It's not an active website?
I do.
BluestonePaintingInc.com.
Yes. It's www.BluestonePaintingInc.com.
Is there something after the ink?
It's all together. Bluestone Painting Ink, CA.
Oh, the CA. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't see it, because I didn't have the CA. Okay, so I'm pulling up your website now. So I see your website now. Obviously, your website is a powerful conversion tool. It gives someone who sees it the reasons to pick up the phone and call you, okay? Now, our job is just to make it easier for people to find that website. Now, you'll be on Facebook, you'll be on Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. Of course, there would be Facebook paid ads. Are you doing any Facebook ads currently, any meta advertising?
Yes, I do.
You do that on your own, or is someone managing that for you?
Someone is managing it for me.
Okay, so you see the value and importance to advertising on Facebook. We do that as well because it's a great return on investment. You're in San Jose, you're servicing maybe a 50-mile service area, you are already doing Facebook ads with somebody else. Now, we could either do a local search engine optimization campaign, and that would be to make sure that in the local area in and around San Jose, people can find your website by typing in keywords related to painting services. Now, that's going to run $249.00. We can do Google Ads on top of that as well.
How much is it?
So it's $249. That's a reduced amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. The calls come to you, and whether you do 50 jobs a month or 100 jobs a month, it's really designed for just one job to more than offset the cost of the service. We do offer other services. We can do Google Ads as well, being that you're doing some things already, Facebook ads, etc. I'm just trying to find a budget-friendly option for you that will get your website in front of more people, and of course that will mean more phone calls for you. So that local campaign with the reduced pricing, normally it's $399 a month. I'm taking about 40% off of that and reducing it down to $249 a month.
Okay.
You'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listing for, etc. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah, so how this payment was going to work is monthly?
It is monthly, yes. It is month-to-month, no contract. So, of course, that means it's completely at will. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. Now, if you end up getting more work than you can take on, you can also pause the service. We don't charge you when it's paused or after the fact. Everything is paused, including the billing. Now, I don't think you would need to pause the service seasonally, being that you're in San Jose. You're not going to be affected too much by the weather. And, of course, you do interior and exterior painting. You're doing residential and commercial. Did you have any particular preference of one over the other, or do you like a nice even mix?
Even.
Yeah, and it's good to have those opportunities for both residential and commercial clients. And we will be targeting specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods within that 50-mile, even outside of that 50-mile service area, if you're willing to go for the right job. If there are places even 20 miles away that you really don't want to go, don't want to talk to people in those areas, we don't have to run your ads there. So you could tell us that, too. It's very targeted, very really designed to meet the needs of your business and make sure that
you're breaking up.
So I was saying that we're going to target specific places within that 50-mile service area where it's most profitable for you to be found by both residential and commercial clients. Now, there's no taxes or fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job or a percentage of your profits. So it would only ever be that exact amount, that $249. I would even waive the initial setup fee. I mean, there's still a lot of content that we have to create, destinations, directories, submissions, platforms. But, of course, you've got a website already. We don't have to build one for you. I would be more than willing to waive that one-time setup fee that normally attaches to your first month. So it would just be the $249 as an out-the-door cost. And again, on a month-to-month basis, that is a reduced rate for established businesses. It is not an introductory rate, though. It's not going to go up on you. It will never balloon up. It would never be even a penny more than the $249 a month as an exact amount.
Okay.
Okay. Now,
I would like to try it.
Yeah, I mean, it's month to month, and I think you'll be very successful with it. It seems like the phone number that we are speaking on, this is a good number for your customers to call you, the number on your website. Is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
No, at the moment, it's this number.
Okay. UCLGR@gmail.com. That's a good email address for you, right?
All right.
Okay. Now, I did see on your website the 732 South 3rd Street, number 5 in San Jose. Do customers ever go to that address, or are you completely service-based? No one ever goes there. Okay. So your business is service-based, which means that you only go to the customer. No one comes to you. No one needs to know about any physical street address for your company. And then we do not at the moment have your last name.
It's Galvan, G-A-L-B-A-N.
You said B like boy, right? Galvan?
Galvan, no, B as a big deal.
Oh, V. That's what I was wondering, if it was a G or a B. There's just a little bit of kind of like a muffled quality to the phone call. I don't know if you hear it on your end. And B's and V's sound very similar anyway, even on a very clear call. So E-U-C-I-E-L, and then Galvan, G-A-L-V, as in Victor, A-N. If you don't have any other questions for me, the next step here, Mr. Galvan, is to schedule what's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our trained technicians will speak with you in detail about things like a mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, and of course we'll talk to you in great detail about all of the different services that you want to provide and your service area. Now we do schedule a follow-up call. It takes about 30 or 40 minutes. If you are available today, we can schedule that call for a little bit later. The other thing that I'm required to do here, and it only takes about 3 or 4 minutes, because we are a Google partner, I'm required to read a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're actually going to reduce the cost of the service and even waive your setup fee. The voice verification UCL is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for that form of payment, but if everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. Give me just 1 second then, Mr. Galvin, to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Galvin, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Blue Stone Painting.
Okay, and did you want the INC, the ink, to be part of the branding of the business, or did you want us to leave that off?
Yeah, that's fine. Blue Stone Painting, ink.
Okay, gotcha. It appears that way on the website. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Official.
You're the owner of the company, right?
Yeah, we're company owner.
Okay, and you're UCL Galvin, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then Mr. Galvin, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you an authorized user on that account as well?
Repeat that.
Oh, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you, in fact, an authorized user on that account?
Yes, please.
Okay. And as the owner of Bluestone Painting, Inc., of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is phone calls, emails, text messages, and within 48 hours from both my company and from your potential customers. Now, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Okay. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with our service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. There is no contract. The reason that we ask is that for all the additional content that we create for your business, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And of course, you know, we want to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. Now, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. Of course, you won't need to. We're just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
What?
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit, and that's name, address, phone number, and website. We want to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate. And of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business, since customers do not come to you. Now, with that being said, with it a month-to-month service, with the setup fee waived and the cost of the service reduced, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 11th of March, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And again, that is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches like Siri on a smartphone, Apple Maps, etc. Now, it is a month-to-month service with recurring billing on the 11th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. It is set to bill automatically, and you can stop at any time. It is no contract and completely at will. That $249 will never go up on you as long as you keep the service. However, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally, although I don't think that will be necessary being that you're in San Jose. And of course, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Galvin, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. UCL, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Sure.
Okay. Yes. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial investment, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It's a Visa card.
A Visa. And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name only.
Is it simply first and last name, or is there a middle initial?
So, is it UCL Galvan Romero?
Okay, perfect. And then Romero is R-O-M-E-R-O, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then UCL, you said that was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. UCL, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, it's the 4342-5624-8721-4700.
And then the expiration month and year?
Is 0628.
06 of 28. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
It's the 573.
573. So I have 573 on the back. I've got June or 06 of 2028 as the expiration date. And then is the card itself 4342-5624-8721-4700?
Correct.
Okay. And is the billing address of that card the 732 South 3rd Street? That's number 5 in San Jose, 95112. It is. Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
All right. That toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, it is 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Now, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day or even that business day. In fact, most of the times they'll follow up with you that same day unless they receive the email either very late in the day or after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. UCL, you will receive that email, all of that information you'll receive by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I wanted to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call, just kind of the basic things that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. Now, if you are available at 3 o'clock, that's the one spot that we have open today. You do not need to be in front of a computer. The call would get to you about right at 3 or within a couple of minutes of 3. It takes about 30, 40 minutes. Would that work out for you today at 3?
Not today.
Not today. So tomorrow the day is basically wide open. It looks like there is at least one spot available every hour except for noon when everyone takes their lunch break. We start at 7. The last one is 3 o'clock. So did you want something early, mid-morning, middle of the afternoon? What would work best?
Mid-morning it would be fine.
So we could do 8, 9, 10, 11, something like that?
Yeah, 10.
10? Okay. I'm going to schedule it from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock. Like I said, it's a one-hour window. The call typically takes about maybe 30, 40 minutes. Should get to you right at or a couple of minutes after 10 o'clock. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. I will definitely try to keep my phone line open. If for some reason I am not available when our technician is ready to call you, they will call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. Now, whether I am on that follow-up call or not, I wanted to take a second here just to add a little bit more protection on your account, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question, meaning that if anyone calls us and tells us they are with Bluestone Painting Incorporated, even if it's you, UCL, and we recognize your voice, we might still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And especially important, if you start getting phone calls a week or two from now or really at any point down the road from someone who's not a potential customer, if they are, you know, identifying themselves as Google or saying that even their local splash, if they're asking you for more information, then you would want to make sure that they know the answer and even the question to the security question I'm about to put here. If anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, they would not be us, and you should not entertain that phone call. They would definitely not know the answer to the security question. The voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. It clearly states that moving forward, it only bills on the 11th of the month and only for $249. It would never be a penny more. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
My pet.
First pet? Okay. And then what is the answer?
General.
General, okay. G-E-N-E-R-A-L. I have to type it in twice. Okay, I typed in twice general. And confirm there. And then, so you're all set and squared away there. at, let's see, so 10 o'clock is your follow-up call tomorrow. At 9 o'clock, you'll receive an automated email just reminding you that the call itself is scheduled at 10. I'll also send you in a minute or so here a calendar invite to the email on file. The email is just for your records. You don't have to respond to that calendar invite. Did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message? It looks like our system sent you 3 emails already.
Yes, I got it.
Okay. So one of those emails is your welcome email, and it has not only our client support information, most of them do, it also has your login credentials. Now, your tracking system won't officially be active until after we do your client interview and maybe a day or so to set that up. But you will receive confirmation by email and text when your tracking system is active. You can at any time attempt to log in. Your username is your phone number, the business number, the 408-591-4006. It's in our system the same way, so you can't change your username. Again, the area code is included, but it's just numbers. No dashes, spaces, no parentheses, anything like that. Your default password is weblocal, weblocal. Again, all of this information is on your welcome email. You can change your password at any time, not the username, though. The other email, you can basically disregard it. You are already Google PIN verified. That's just information about helping us get clients PIN verified. It's an automated email that everyone gets, so you don't have to really worry about that one. The one that I did want you to open up, though, is the other one, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on that one, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, so click on that one. The click here is where you want to click. Those two words, click here, that is hyperlinked to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. This is everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Obviously, your time is valuable. I don't want to take up too much more of it, but feel free to scroll through that. Google's going to be our main focus, of course. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will choose Bing over Google. They mostly search on their smartphone. We definitely want you to get those phone calls and opportunities. We will mirror the content on Bing as well. Now, of course, we're doing all the directories, not just the ones listed there, everything that's necessary for that first page placement. Now, I know you've got a great-looking website. If you find that it's going to be down for any reason for more than a week or so, please let us know. That package does have a website that we can build for you at no cost as a placeholder for customers to see, but it takes us about 5 or 7 business days. So if your website's going to be down for more than a week or so, please let us know. We'll make sure that customers still have something they can see. You'll see that long line. And below it, it populates a couple of numbers. One, or a couple of boxes, I should say. One that does say, we want you to agree to receive SMS or text messages. The other that you are the certified holder and signer of the card. So please click both of those boxes. You'll see below it the longer box. There's an arrow that points towards it. Click inside that box and either copy and paste or type your name out. It needs to be an exact match of how it appears on billing. So it is UCL Galvin Romero. Best that you capitalize only the E, G, and R. But once you do have the full name and the match in there, click on the confirm signature box. If you are on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways for that confirm signature box, the orangish colored longer box, to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But once you click on that confirm signature box after clicking the two boxes and putting in your full name, it lets us know that you know that it is a month-to-month service. So let me know when you're able to click on that box, and if it takes you to the next screen, you could stop there. Of course, it lets us know that you know that we have waived your setup fee. And of course, it will allow us to do the initial NAPW audit. I mentioned before we want to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. But again, if it gets you to the next page where it's asking you to log into your tracking system, you don't have to go that next step.
Okay.
So let me know when you're able to click on those two boxes, put in your name, and hit the confirm signature box.
I don't have enough reception.
Is it too slow for you to see the page?
Yeah. Okay. And then that, it has to be in the welcome, right? In the welcome.
No, the one that you're going to click on is the other one, the one that says local splash initial invoice. It's not the welcome email.
Okay,
so local splash initial invoice. Thank you for choosing local splash. It says please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on the click here. It takes you to the local splash terms of experience, beginning with the services we'll be providing for you on the left-hand side. The first one is Google Business Profile Optimization. Are you able to see that?
Oh, yeah, local splash terms of experience.
Perfect. So the long line that goes all the way across it, it populates your mobile number, and below it, the two boxes that we want you to click on, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So click on both of those boxes. In the longer box, type in your name or copy and paste it. It does need to match, so it's UCL Galvin Romero, the capital E, capital G, capital R. Everything else is lowercase. Once you have your name in that box, click the confirm signature box.
Okay, now username.
Okay, so you don't have to go that next step. It's our automated system thinks both that you're trying to access your tracking system and that your tracking system is already active. So neither of which is really true at this point, although like I said, you can try to log in at any point in time. You will, though, get confirmation once your tracking system is active. Usually we have to do your client interview first for us to create the content that will then be tracked. But then in the next day or so, you'll receive confirmation when your tracking system is active. Until then, you may get a message saying that we're still setting everything up. But again, your login credentials for your tracking system, we call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do besides just tracking your account. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. You can manage your reviews. All of the reviews that you get online, no matter where they originate, Google, Bing, Facebook, Mantis, Superpages, they repopulate on your tracking system. So it's a great place to kind of manage your online reputation. You can request reviews or respond to reviews right from your tracking system. So your default password is weblocal, weblocal. You can change that once you access your tracking system, and you can do that through the client dashboard once everything is activated. Your username is your phone number with the area code included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, 408-591-4006. Again, all that information is contained in the welcome email. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm really excited to get this going for you. Again, you have your client interview scheduled for tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Our automated system will send you an email reminder at 9 o'clock. And I did just now send you a calendar invite. You don't have to respond to it. It's okay if you do, but it's really just for your records. It says local splash C-I-E-N-G. Then it's got your username, your name, and your phone number. Now, in any correspondence to support at localsplash.com, please do include your phone number or your username. They are, in this case, basically the same thing. That makes it very easy for us to access the information and forward it out to the right department. Like I said, I will, if I'm available in between phone calls, be part of that phone call right at 10 o'clock to introduce you to your technician. I will try to keep my phone line open because it was a pleasure speaking with you today, and I would certainly be happy to say a quick hello to you tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Thank you very much.
Real pleasure speaking with you. UCL, you have a wonderful rest of the day. We'll be calling you tomorrow around 10.
The same for you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. You take care. Bye-bye.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye now.